This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I love Thursdays because on Thursday we get to talk to Wayne Allen Root. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax. You hear him on this radio station every afternoon beginning at 3. This man is a whirling dervish. He is an author. He's an executive producer of reality TV shows. This guy's amazing. He's Wayne Allen Root, and he's with us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, War.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I am great. What did you think of the State of the Union? I've been dying to ask you.
Oh, well, you know the answer to that. You know, I said the same thing that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Newt Gingrich almost said the same words in a Fox News editorial yesterday. I said on Newsmax, without ever hearing Newt Gingrich, Newsmax TV after the State of the Union, and then Newt wrote his column. It was published the next day. I said it was the greatest State of the Union I heard in my lifetime. I'm 57 years old. Better than Reagan, and very Reagan-esque and very JFK-esque, but the greatest of my lifetime. And so, you know, look, I loved it. It was wonderful. What made it great was he put the Democrats in their place so beautifully, so eloquently, without being vicious. He made them stand up and clap and cheer. They thought they were cheering themselves and putting him down, and they made themselves all look like idiots, and they made him look so much bigger. And it was just such a big moment, you know, to do it in front of the House and to do it in front of the Senate and the Supreme Court and have 100 standing ovations on national TV versus that stupid little Stacey Abrams skit afterwards, her response to the State of the Union, why they picked a loser, not a winner. To think your future is someone who just ran for office and lost. And I thought she's horrible. I thought she looks horrible. I thought she sounds horrible. She's boring. They put her with a darkened silhouette in the background with a bunch of quiet people who never stood up and never cheered. And you know what I found out after the fact, Kevin, which I'll bet you don't know because I didn't know? There were no people in the background. That was a green screen.
That was green screened?
Yes, there were no people. That's why no one ever said anything. No one ever stood up. No one ever did anything. I was wondering how you could be that silent, and why would you have like 20 silent people behind you when you give a speech? If Democrats had a brain, they would have staged the response to the State of the Union with a winner, not Stacey Abrams, a winner, a telegenic person with high energy standing at a football stadium with 10, 20,000 Democrats screaming and cheering their every word. I love socialism. Yay! They could have done that. I mean, I hate every word of it, but they could have done it. I hate rich people. Yay! Trump has to be killed. Yay! They could have done that, but instead they they did a silent, stupid thing with a woman who, forget woman, doesn't matter if she's a man or a woman. I'm on record. I'm not sexist. Whether you're a man or a woman, politics is show business. You need to either be attractive and telegenic or very big personality. Donald Trump is a great personality, interesting, quirky personality. He makes you want to watch him. He makes you want to listen. He makes you laugh. He makes you scream. She's none of the above. So they blew it so badly. The dichotomy between her and him, I've compared it on my Twitter account. I said it was like taking the world's greatest fashion model, like a Melania, and strutting her down the catwalk fashion show with a big crowd, and then you follow that up with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God.
Right? That's what this is like.
Oh.
Stacey Abrams is Rosie O'Donnell. No one's going to fall in love with her. And Melania was, in this case, Donald Trump. So I think it's a perfect combination. Trump did great. And the greatest part of it, by the way, wasn't his speech. It was his use of the audience and the guests in the audience. Holocaust victims, heroes who saved Holocaust victims, survivors of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, the cop who saved the people at the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. It was this perfect dichotomy of people that Democrats had to cheer for. The children and grandchildren of the family murdered in Reno by an illegal immigrant. What are you going to say to that? Are you not going to cheer that? Are you not going to stand up? I mean, what could Democrats do or say? It was JFK-esque.
I thought it was brilliant. Were you surprised when CBS News came out with an instant poll that showed that 76% of Americans liked it, approved of the speech?
No. Well, first of all, let me this shows you again, I'm always fair, but you'll never hear I'm fair from liberals or John Ralston. They can never admit Wayne Root is always fair because I praise Trump 90% of the time, put him down 10% of the time. I tell you when I don't like Trump or something the Republican Party does, and once in a while I say something nice about the Democratic Party if they do something nice. So here's a good example about that poll. That poll's accurate from the standpoint that it was a great speech, and I think it won over a lot of the American people. That poll is not accurate from the standpoint that the only people polled are those who watch the State of the Union. 90% of all mentally deranged Trump syndrome victims, i.e. liberals, were not watching. So, you know, the realistic poll would have been like, I think CNN had the realistic poll, 59% approval. There's no way 78% of Americans love the speech. 78% of those watching the speech love the speech, but all the ones who hate Trump who are nuts don't watch. So, you know, it was a great performance. You're never going to win over the nutty, deranged Trump derangement syndrome people. No matter what he does, it's wrong. The RJ had a great editorial today. Great editorial. The RJ listed all the things Trump said that are bipartisan or even favorites of liberals. Prison reform and unemployment low for black people and Hispanic people. And he wants to get us out of wars around the world. And he wants to lower prescription drug prices. You know, look, it's funny. I'm an arch conservative, but I love every one of those goals. And I think most of them are liberal goals. And liberals wouldn't clap for them. These people are nuts. And don't forget one other point I got to tell you. So he announces, I got the lowest black unemployment ever. He announces, I've got prison reform passed, which helps black prisoners unfairly convicted of crack cocaine versus regular cocaine, much, you know, disproportionate sentences, and we got to stop all that, and now we are. He introduces a black woman who was one of those people in prison who was going to serve life, and he got her out at the behest of Kardashian. And yet the response is Democrats don't clap. Democrats sit on their hands. Black Democrats don't clap. And a black critic named Jameel Hill, who used to be a $2 million a year host on ESPN and got fired because she got such Trump derangement syndrome, she couldn't help herself, on a sports network attacking Trump every minute with her Trump hatred, irrational Trump hatred. She got fired, lost her $2 million job. Now she writes for The Atlantic. She's black. Hearing all this, she goes out of her way to literally call for the assassination of Donald Trump on her Twitter account in the middle of the State of the Union. So all I could say is that there are groups in this country, I'm Jewish, Trump is the greatest for Jews ever and the people of the Jewish state Israel ever, and he's been great for black people, and yet black leaders hate him and most Jewish leaders hate him, and it's either an irrational delusion or it's a deep down understanding that he's achieved things for these groups that you as a liberal could never achieve, so you're embarrassed, you're angry, you're envious, and therefore you hate him even more.
More coming up with Wayne Allen Root. War Now. We're going to talk more about the State of the Union, but we're also going to look ahead to a big speech on Monday in El Paso, Texas, on the border, so to speak. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live. Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Wayne Allen Root with us. We're talking about the State of the Union, and we want to pivot to Monday. Monday, big speech by the president in El Paso, Texas. He talked about El Paso in his State of the Union address. What do you expect from the president when he goes to the border?
Well, I expect the kind of speech that that I originally wanted him to do with the State of the Union, which was the whole speech built around the wall, nothing but the wall, and examples of why you need the wall. My column from last week would have been perfect. I got such incredible feedback from that column about the, you know, the dozen, I think it was 13 I listed, crises at the border. And what did I say in another column earlier in the week? I said that Trump should, in fact, do his State of the Union at the border. Well, he's going to do that, except it's not the State of the Union. It's the post-State of the Union speech, but he's going to the border. And I sent that directly to him, and I hope he used it and said, you know what, we need to do the State of the Union in front of Congress. It's the grand look we want, but we'll take Wayne's idea a week later, and we'll do another State of the Union at the border. And that's basically what's happening. So I do think he took my advice, and he's used it. So that's exciting. I want to talk to you in the last minutes we have left about the column I've got coming out Sunday in the RJ and also in papers around the country, because my columns in the Las Vegas Review Journal are all nationally syndicated now. And by the way, I want to let everybody know, I've had hundreds of notes. I don't know if you noticed that my columns were always Thursday and Sunday, and they haven't been in on Thursdays.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just overloaded. There's a lot going on in my life, and I'm exhausted. And I just took basically a month off, and I'm back next Thursday with Thursdays and Sundays. So I just need a little time off to write one column a week, and now I'm back with my 2 week. It's a killer schedule, and it's hard to do it, and my columns take up more time than even my radio show. It takes me about 3 hours to write a really good column and edit it and edit it and edit it, write it, rewrite it, re-edit it until it's perfect. And I just didn't have time, so now I'm finally back with my twice a week on this coming Thursday, ironically Valentine's Day, so I could show my love for all my great readers and fans. You're all such nice people. Hundreds of emails saying, where the hell are you on Thursdays? I want to tell you about Sundays because it's a very special one to me. It's not really politics. It's really a ode to my Uncle Mike, Root, who died yesterday.
Oh, my God. Sorry to hear that.
He was 87 years old. He had kidney failure, made the decision not to have, what's it called when you have kidney treatment? What's that called again?
Dialysis.
Dialysis. He didn't want dialysis. He said, I'm 87. It's time to go. I want to go on my own terms. I don't want to live a miserable last 2 years on dialysis. I just want to die in my bed with my family around me. So I called him a couple of days ago, and I got the last conversation with him. And it's really telling because it came at the right moment. It was all built around the State of the Union and this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I think it's a teachable moment because Uncle Mike was a great family man and the personification of the American dream and the personification of American exceptionalism. He was truly an exceptional person you only find in America, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is this socialist darling of the moment. You couldn't find more polar opposites, and I think his story proves that she's a fraud and a charlatan, and she's selling evil, you know, because he was one of seven children, along with my dad, born in Brooklyn, Brownsville, Brooklyn, to my grandparents, Anna and Louis Root, in the early 1900s. Seven Jewish kids born into abject poverty, Kevin. And then it got worse. They thought it was bad then. Then my grandfather, Louis, died of a heart attack. I think he was like 38 years old, died of a heart attack. And the whole family was left penniless. There was no welfare in those days. There was no food stamps. There was no Medicaid. There was no Social Security. Yet the answer for an AOC, you know, as they call her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, the answer for her and her socialist cabal is they want to turn America to Cuba and Venezuela and guarantee you don't starve to death. But to do that, they make sure everyone lives a miserable life. You know, it's equality in misery. Everyone lives a miserable, poor life. These seven penniless kids never complained, never protested, never made excuses. They didn't blame racism. They didn't call America a racist country. They all got a job to pay the bills, even though some of them were like 8 and 9 years old. They shined shoes. And the teenagers all got jobs. Everybody got a job. And one of them went off to World War II, and he sent his money back to the family, and the rest of them, every dime they made, they gave to my grandmother, Anna. So she never worked again the rest of her life. I mean, she never did work. She was a stay-at-home mom that took care of them, and they worked, and they gave every penny to her. And then when they all went out in the real world, got married, had kids, every one of the brothers and sisters, seven of them, for the rest of their lives, wrote a check to my grandmother, and together it added up to enough so she never had to pay a bill the rest of her life. And this guy, Mike, became the most successful of all of my uncles and aunts. He started an electronics company, built it for 20 years, and sold it for millions and millions of dollars. And a kid from Pitkin Avenue in Brooklyn became a millionaire. And on his deathbed, here's what he said to me, his last words ever. He said, the Root family was so poor growing up in Brooklyn, we had nothing. But I knew the American dream was alive. And I set three goals. And I took notes when he was saying this. He said, number one, to take care of my family. Number two, to become president of a company. And number three, to become wealthy. And I made all three goals come true. Only in America, only with capitalism. God bless America. And he faded off with that. And Louise took the phone, my Aunt Louise. And those are the last words I ever heard from Uncle Mike. He died the next day.
Wow.
So my message to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Miss Socialist Congresswoman, is that Mike Root is America. Mike Root is the greatness of America. And you, darling, are not. This isn't a socialist country. Every American wants the same thing as Mike Root. Doesn't mean they all achieve it, but they all want to be rich. They all want financial freedom. They all want to be the president of the company, and they all want to use that money to take care of their family. They don't want to give it to government. They don't want to live in misery. They want to live in capitalism. And that ambition is what makes America the greatest country in the world. That attitude lifts people out of poverty, and only capitalism could do that. Socialism can't. And I ended the thing by saying, Mike Root proves Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez must be defeated and her ideas must be sent to the garbage heap of history. As President Trump said in his State of the Union, quote, America will never become a socialist nation.
I mean, that's amazing. In our final 2 minutes, and that's all I got, I need your reaction to the president essentially calling out Dean Heller, why he lost his race. He believes Heller lost the re-election bid because the former senator had been, quote, extremely hostile, unquote, to Trump during the 2016 election. It looks like the president coming out with what you and I have been saying from day one.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's been reading my columns again. I know he reads them all the time. I send it to him. I think he's been reading them again. That's what I've argued from day one. And you know, it's like if Dean Heller was listening right now, and he could be. He very well could be. I would say, look, Dean, look, I despised you. You were an idiot who hated Trump, made clear that you didn't want him to win in 16, which means you were electing Hillary Clinton, which would have destroyed America and made us a socialist nation, which is crazy. And you voted for expanding Medicaid and not killing Obamacare. I mean, you are the personification of everything wrong with the Republican Party. But then you made a complete 360. You supported Trump. You supported everything he did. You act like you were his loving best brother in the world. And I made a 360, and I supported you. And I did it in the New York Times, and I did it on Fox News, and I did it on my Newsmax TV show, and I did it on my USA radio show, and I did it here on KBET. And I sold out 100% for you because there was no choice. I'll always support even a rhino, sellout, loser establishment Republican over a commie. And that's what the Democrats are offering, a socialist commie like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the woman that ran against you, no different than Ocasio-Cortez. So I sold out for you, and yet you lost. And I knew you would lose because the odds were very slim you could overcome the tragic mistakes you made to begin with. You never should have gone against Trump, and you should have helped him get elected, and you should have fought to repeal Obamacare, not keep it and expand it. You never recovered for that dumb thinking. You can't win helping Democrats because they'll never vote for you, but you lose your Republican base.
And by the way, the president also said he did not pick the former Senator Dean Heller to be his nominee for U.S. Interior Secretary because he couldn't get his base excited about the Republican. He never set foot on your show or my show during the general election.
Disgrace.
And I wonder who listens to your show and my show.
Maybe his voters.
Yeah, all the. Hey, listen, Wayne, always good. We'll do it again next week, okay?
You got a Root for America, and today, 3 to 6 on KBET, and tonight at 5 o'clock, Newsmax TV. God bless everyone.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root joining us as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
get right to your phone calls. You want to join us. In fact, we are going to be phone intensive in the final 90 minutes of the show. We have cleared the decks. We've had an awful lot of guests over the last couple of days, in particular since the State of the Union. And I want to give you a chance to respond to what you heard Tuesday night, what you have heard in the last 24 hours. The fact that the president is threatening, hey, there cannot be peace if there is investigation. And if there's not peace, there's not going to be legislation. The president essentially threatening Congress. Let's see if that becomes an issue for Robert Mueller. The word is that attorneys are now beginning to resign from the Mueller investigation, which indicates to some people that maybe he is really wrapping things up. I hope he is. I really honestly do. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Thanks, Kevin. You know, we keep talking about good candidates. I think it's Monday morning quarterbacking, but I think we had the right idea, and Trump got convinced that Heller had to be the nominee. If we ran Danny against Heller, Danny would have been the nominee for the Senate, and he would have had a rematch with that lion, Jackie Rosen, and he could have exposed all of her sins in the last campaign against him, and more than likely, he would have won. Number two, we have a great candidate, Andy Matthews, who is more knowledgeable probably than the entire congressional group of people that we got in there now together. And Andy wasn't supported because we had a multiple choice of a half a dozen candidates running for the Congress when I forget now if it was Rosen again or Susie Lee. But if we ran Andy Matthews against Susie Lee, I think he would have exposed her for the nincompoop that she is. As you've seen her in the Saturday Night Massacre, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. If you've seen her at the speech on Tuesday, she was like a drone just sitting there like a mope. No reaction to anything. No reaction to anything good about America.
By the way, just for the record, full disclosure, I did see her one time get up and cheer. She in her sling and her white suffragette jacket.
Yeah, I give Trump credit for doing one thing that probably no Republican president has ever done at a State of the Union. He got the Democrats to say USA, USA, when he sort of snookered them into congratulating them for their victory, and then they all got up and started chanting USA.
Oh, it was great. So, it was a great moment.
That's what you're talking about, and yes, but they wouldn't cheer our economy. They wouldn't cheer anything that was good for the country. That was despicable what they did. But, you know, again, it's Monday morning quarterback. The leadership, the powers that be, if we ran with our gut and let Danny run against Heller, and I hope Andy runs again, because Andy could wipe the slate with any Democrat with his knowledge. Would you not agree?
I love Andy Matthews. Andy Matthews is somebody we haven't had on here in a while. That's one we should probably have on. In fact, we'll put our crack research staff on that and get Andy Matthews booked. Because, as you know, we on this show, we have... Let's just put it this way. We have talked to people all across the state looking for answers on what happened in November of 2018. We've been looking at where did we go wrong. I do believe that one place we went wrong was in allowing Dean Heller to continue. Dean Heller should have been short-circuited in the primary. And again, I was willing to hold my nose and vote, but a lot of you weren't. A lot of you just were not willing to do that. Hold your nose and vote for Dean Heller. And in fact, I told you that. And that's one area where I told you exactly what would happen. We'd have 6 years of Senator Jackie Rosen. What a mistake that was. And now we have the president talking to reporters yesterday and saying that he did not pick Dean Heller to be his nominee for U.S. Interior Secretary because he couldn't get his base excited about the Republican. Really? Big surprise there. He says he believes that Heller lost his reelection bid last year because the former senator had been, quote, extremely hostile, unquote, to Trump during the 2016 election. He obviously listens to this show. He has been a guest on this show. And in fact, during the primary election season, gosh, this is scary. During the general election, we had the President of the United States on this radio program more than we had Dean Heller. And then he says that he couldn't convince his base to nominate Dean Heller for Interior Secretary. What does that tell you? Let's check in the Coachella Valley for my friend Jim Yoder, who joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Jim, how you doing, my friend? Let me ask you, what did you think of the State of the Union?
Well, I thought the State of the Union was fantastic. What bothered me about I don't get involved in Nevada politics too much, as you know. However, how about when this Kristen Sinema, who is no conservative by any stretch of the imagination, stood up to applaud an element of Trump's speech, and immediately Jackie Rosen stands up and turns to her, and I don't know if I can say this on radio, and turns to her and says, "Watch your ass." I mean, what's that all about?
Whoa. I didn't catch that.
I mean, watch the replay of it. You'll see Kristen Sinema stand up, and immediately when she stands up, and she's the only one in the sea of women who are, and she wasn't one of them that was not dressed in white, but she's applauding Trump, and immediately Jackie Rosen, who is sitting to her right, stands up and turns to her and says, "Watch your ass," and sits right back down.
Wow.
So what's Jackie? I mean, all these women, they think they're empowering themselves, but they can't do anything for themselves unless Nancy Pelosi or the powers to be tell them Nancy Pelosi and the powers to be tell them how to dress, what to wear, when to stand, when to sit, when to clap, when not to clap. I mean, how's that empowering women? They've driven women back 60 years.
Well, it will be interesting to see what the women do. Now, could it be that the women end up essentially throwing Nancy Pelosi out? You think they would?
Well, Ocasio-Cortez's first action before she was even sworn in was to demonstrate in the foyer of Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yeah.
So what does that portend? I think that they're going to try to do that. And, I mean, I'm no fan of Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi in any way, shape, or form, but they are resisting this weird faction of the two Muslims and Ocasio-Cortez and this New Green Deal and all that. I mean, they're dismissing that, but I think these people are getting a lot of power. Our millennials have been they're so ill-informed and misinformed and indoctrinated, it's really scary because these are the people that are going to be voting. And I don't think we should dismiss or make fun of this Ocasio-Cortez. I really don't think we should be giving her all the publicity she's getting.
Nah, I don't either. You going to be in studio next week?
Tuesday at 11 o'clock. I'll see you in Las Vegas.
Very good. Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, the People's Republic of California. And he'll join us in studio next week for his twice-monthly visit, I believe it is. I'll tell you what, let's do it. See if we can squeeze in a couple more calls before we go to break. Go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. It's always good to speak to somebody like-minded, so I like that. You're talking about Trump with his speech. He said he wants to stop all investigations, or basically he'll shut down the Congress by vetoing everything. He'll stop the Congress because he doesn't want to be investigated. That's what he said. And that's the most ridiculous. What is he afraid of? He's afraid of something, obviously, and also about him going to El Paso to make a speech. Well, he lied again in his speech because he said El Paso, the most dangerous city in the United States and the highest crime rate. Well, they just had the mayor the other day and the police chief of El Paso saying that was ridiculous. He said we have a very low crime rate, and it's like the third safest city in the United States. So he tries to rile up its base with it's the most dangerous city, and we got to get the walls to save that city. I mean, the man lies like a rug. Come on. You won't admit it, but he does.
All I know is 76% in a CBS News poll liked the speech. 76%. When can you ever get 76% of anybody in America to agree with a speech? That's incredible. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Ron will be leading us off. Ron is in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And we'll see what you think. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844, the number 2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. Your calls, we're trying to get your assessment of what happened Tuesday night. The State of the Union. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Let's get back to your phone calls, as we promised in this segment. Ron, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Wall. How are you, sir?
What's up, man?
I want to do our American astronauts, because it's American Astronaut Day today, and every one of them is more than a hero, and they are absolutely the greatest human beings ever left Earth. And number two, I want to answer to Mr. Clinical Carl. He has no idea about El Paso. I've been through there, lived there a little bit. El Paso is across the river from Juarez, Mexico, and there's a river goes through there, and that point's there. It's only 2 foot deep. And years ago, they used to sneak across the river. The banditos from Mexico would come over and rob the trains. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they robbed. They stopped the passenger trains and used to rob them. Well, they built the wall, and they stopped it. Well, I heard Mr. Trump's speech last night, too, and I really listened closely. I wasn't looking for the idiots in the audience. I wanted to hear what come out of his mouth. And he did say, yes, he's going to El Paso, and yes, the crime rate has improved. And the reason I really called is the Yucca Mountain. Okay, Yucca Mountain, we need to have Yucca Mountain. Because if they don't put the stuff in Yucca Mountain, they'll put it at the Mercury test site, and we won't get nothing for it. We'll get no tax money. We'll get no benefit out of it. And our grandchildren will be starving to death trying to pay taxes to store it at the Mercury test site, because it's owned by the federal government.
Yucca Mountain is something I think is going to get decided in the next 2 years. Either before the reelection or after he is defeated or impeached or whatever happens to the president. I think this will get decided, and I do think that this notion of making Yucca Mountain not a repository for nuclear waste, but essentially a retooling, essentially where you can turn spent fuel and turn it into new nuclear energy. I mean, can you imagine the billions of dollars that would go through our state? That's incredible. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Hispanic, and I'd like to give my opinion. Let me start off by applauding just a little bit for Joe Manchin, because he was one of the few Democrats I actually saw standing.
I know, all by himself in a sea of sitting Democrats.
Yes. And you know something, my parents brought me here a long time ago. Let me tell you something. They were watching this. I was watching this along with some family friends. And we were so saddened to watch how the Democrats kept sitting on the chair, and they wouldn't stand up for some obvious things that should have been applauded, like the situation with that lady that was in prison all those years and was pardoned. The other gentleman, the other African-American, the same story. But the one that really hurt the most of all of us was when he spoke about the socialism. He says America will never be a socialist country, and they didn't stand up. Yeah. That was disgusting. And the one that nailed it was on the abortion. When he was speaking about abortion, how the babies are torn out of the womb, I heard you earlier putting on that senator, whatever the heck she is, from Hawaii, saying that Trump rips kids from their families. How disgusting can that woman say those things when they're ripping? They stand every which way they can to support a late-term abortion. How can these people even think about saying those kind of things? And when they say, oh, we are a party that's for the poor, we are a party for the Hispanics, we're a party for this, you know something? If you're willing to kill an innocent child and legalize it, then you know you cannot be standing in the right. That's absolutely disgusting. Now, the last thing on what's his name, Heller. Heller's the biggest joke on the planet. How could he attack Donald Trump? I watched the Spanish news at that time when the election was going on. Heller, on the commercials, was being attacked that Heller and Donald Trump were two buddies. And then he goes out there and says, I don't like Donald Trump, what he's doing. Couldn't he understand? That goes to show you what the Republican Party is. It's stupid. They don't want to look at the Hispanic community, the Asian community, and see what's being said and try to communicate. Heller, I can't believe it, attacking Donald Trump. And on Spanish news, Spanish newspapers, Spanish magazines, they show them Heller hugging Trump.
Oh,
what
a guy that is. Yeah, I mean, just a phony. But can I tell you, people like me, bought into it only because we viewed the alternative. 6 years of Senator Jackie Rosen as just too much to take. And I'm going to be honest with you. I feel bad in retrospect. We should have corrected this problem in the beginning. Danny Tarkanian should have run, even if the president, you know, urged him to jump races and get out of the Senate race and get into the CD3 race. I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad for Danny, because I think Danny would have won the Senate race. I really honestly do. It's just incredible what has happened. By the way, a quick announcement. The Aviators announced the cancellation of the big league weekend. I always loved that. I didn't go every year, but to me, it was a great way to get your sea legs for baseball. And this has been going on since what, the early 1990s? Cubs have visited the past 13 years. The bad news is it's not going to be done this year because of the new stadium that's being built. It's not going to be ready. Aviators said the event will return in March of 2020. So that's pretty cool. Coming up, the 11 o'clock hour is going to be caller intensive. So if you want to jump on now, I've got two lines open. You can seize either one of them. The smart guys and gals, they call during the news. We'll give you that opportunity right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter? I love that when you follow me on Twitter. At Kevin Wall Radio. At Kevin Wall Radio. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local. Now. Another one buys the dust. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one buys the dust. This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster.
a tasty Valentine's Day dessert, plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.